This is the book Devotion. I am Aunli, and I'll be reading an excerpt from the novel Bomber Boy by B. Bandele. A moving story of a boy trying to live long enough to be a man. In this excerpt, a major character, Major Wingate, is unstable and puts a knife to his neck. He picked up the phone and began to dial the operator. Perhaps Taib could help him come to the bottom of this little mystery of the missing pistol. The operator came on and Wingate began to ask to be put through to the front desk. Then he changed his mind. As he put the phone down, Wingate's eye fell on a hunting knife he'd picked up a year earlier in a market in Khartoum. He'd long given it up for lost, but it had lain all this time where he had thrown it on the day he bought it, in the rucksack, whose contents now lay on the floor before him. He picked up the knife and went to the bathroom. He reached into his shaving bag and pulled out a tube of straw paste, squeezed a pinch into the palm of his hand, and carefully worked it into the leather front of the strop hanging by the mirror. After he had thoroughly stropped the knife, he stood by the mirror, raising his chin so he could see the whole of his neck. He rubbed his finger through his beard, as if he was about to shave it off. Then with all the strength he could summon, he plunged the knife into his neck. It sliced through the flesh and tendon. As he proceeded to slaughter himself, with blood gushing out, he suddenly remembered the door. The door. He turned around, and with the knife firmly stuck to his windpipe, and part of his brain beginning to die for lack of oxygen, Wingate went out of the bathroom. He reached the door and turned the key in the lock. Satisfied, he headed back into the bathroom to finish what he had started. Standing in front of the mirror, he pulled out the knife, passed it to the other hand, and slashed his jocular vein from another angle. Blood spluttered out, smearing the mirror. Wingate began to choke.